This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The New World screwworm continues to knock at the door of the southern U.S. border. This flesh-eating parasite specifically impacts the cattle industry, leading to questions on how a potential outbreak could be contained. Dr. Jada Thompson at the University of Arkansas says that action is being taken.
So USDA has maintained a kind of a buffer surveillance between Central America and Mexico and the U.S., trying to mitigate the spread of this kind of New World screwworm into these kind of areas, because the concern is getting into the U.S. livestock population.
While monitoring is, of course, of the utmost importance, Dr. Thompson adds that there's another crucial part of the equation.
Prevention is always less costly than reaction. So if we're being reactionary, it is going to cost us more and be less effective than if we can prevent the disease. So if we can prevent the disease from entering the U.S., if we can prevent it from spreading in Mexico, if we can prevent it from getting into Mexico more, if we can move, prevention is going to be less costly in general than reaction to it. So monitoring, surveillance, that's where that cost, you know, disease and information, which is where that the call for more information in livestock was helpful.
Again, that's ag economist Dr. Jada Thompson. I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.